Good afternoon. Welcome to 3Tune Tuesday for Tuesday, April the 18th. If you are a returning guest, it's nice to have you back, as always. If this is your first time visiting, welcome. You have found your way to my virtual country cottage in the countryside. Please come on in, have a seat in the front parlor. There are oversized, well-cushioned Victorian chairs for all, and enough phonographs to take up the next half hour. Close your eyes, let yourself be transported back to the 1920s for the next 30 minutes. I am Bonaparte, your blind skeleton, and you are listening to Blind Skeleton One Radio. 3Tune Tuesday is an opportunity for me to share some vintage pre-1924 78 RPM songs from my collection. Some of these are vintage, some are popular, some not so much, but all of them have a great deal of character. All of these songs that I do share on Tuesdays come from the acoustically recorded era. This was the era before electric volume amplification. That said, this week we've got a show inspired by modern 21st century AI. Over the weekend, I had begun work on modernizing my database of records. They are currently all listed in a spreadsheet that has been growing larger and almost out of control, seemingly by the day. It's a good 30 to 35 tabs long, and some tabs contain thousands of entries. It has become difficult to maintain, update, and most importantly for me, difficult to search. So over the weekend, I went to work on transferring all that data into an actual relational database. Databases, of course, will let me search much more easily. It'll let me search ranges. It will return a range of data. But just as importantly, it will ultimately allow me to put the collection onto the Blind Skeleton website so people can much more easily browse what I've got to look for requests to make. During building the process with which to make this transfer, I got to thinking that it would be neat to also identify the type or the genre of music that each particular song happens to reside in. And so to that, I set use toward OpenAI. OpenAI is the back-end platform that powers ChatGPT, which we've become much more familiar with over the course of the last several months. And they have a very handy API specifically for cases like this, such as, hey, give me the genre of music that this particular song from this particular artist from this particular year resides in. And it will either return a valid entry or it will return an unknown. In either case, it returns a word that can be acted upon. So I did some testing, took some random records, some random songs, stuffed them into OpenAI, fine-tuned a query that essentially evolved to give me in one word the genre for the song, blah, from the artist, blah. And my spot testing worked. I put in a couple of songs from Six Brown Brothers, and it returned jazz, just as it was supposed to. Put in a couple of other songs, and it returned classical, just like it was supposed to. And I was feeling really good about this. Now, I was not expecting it to identify each and every song, because undoubtedly I do have some obscure ones that there probably is very little documentation of. But after having the automation go through the entire thing, I found two pieces of interesting data. Number one, I have just shy of 12,000 songs, excluding any that are in albums. The other interesting piece is that over 6,000 of them, OpenAI was able to identify with having a genre, which is It was surprising. I thought it would be larger than that, to be honest. But I was happy with, you know, a 55% hit rate. I thought that was really good. So then I began to browse. What are some of the classifications that it came up with? And the one that struck me right up front was hip-hop. My 78 RPM collection goes up to the 1950s when 78 RPMs ceased to be manufactured. And as far as I know, hip-hop was not really a thing from the 1900s to the 1950s. So I got to looking a little more at it, and, well, it was interesting. I listened to the songs that it identified as hip-hop. There were five of them. I listened to them all. I've chosen three, and now you get to listen to them too. So the first song we have to share today is a not-quite-hip-hop song recorded in 1921. Yoo-Hoo is a jazz song recorded by Gotham's Favorites in 1921. It is a fast-paced song, it's pretty quick. The lyrics are about a man who's trying to woo a woman. I think most interestingly of this song, however, is the name of the band, Gotham's Favorites. To me, that's just epic. The song was written by Al Jolson. Jolson was a pretty popular vaudeville performer in the early 20th centuries. He was known for actually performing in blackface. He was also known for his energetic performances and his ability to connect with audiences. Now, this song that we're listening to is an instrumental. It doesn't have the words behind it. But the words would describe a man trying to woo a woman by describing his many qualities, such as his good looks, his sense of humor, and his ability to dance. And you're going to have to bear with me for just a moment. In all of my preparations this morning, I failed to put a new needle into the stylus, so I just need to spend a couple of moments to get this done, and then I will get this record spinning and we'll be on our way. Despite living in the 21st century with AI, all of my procedures are still manual. Thank you. And that is what passes for 1920s hip-hop, my friends. So before we move on to the next song, a couple of programming notes for next week. Next week, of course, will include Three Tune Tuesday at our regular normal time of Tuesdays at noon Eastern Time. We will also have our third and next installment of Electric Dreams on Wednesday the 26th. Three Tune Tuesday, of course, explores early acoustically recorded songs, while Electric Dreams explores the first decade of electrically recorded songs from 1927 to 1937. Electric Dreams plays the second and fourth Wednesday of every month at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time, and it runs for 1 hour. Also starting in May 1st, will be a new daily show, Morning Coffee with Bonaparte. The new show, at 7 a.m., will be a short 15-minute wake-me-up for the day, which will include whatever I want to include for the day. Interesting facts, strange stories, and of course, a song and coffee. This will lead into 15 minutes of morning exercises to help you really get your body moving for the day. Be sure to tune in March 1st for that, 7 a.m. Eastern Time. The second stop on our tour today of early not-quite-hip-hop songs is a song by Pietro. Pietro Diero was one of the most influential accordionists of the first half of the 20th century. He was born in Italy, he emigrated to the United States in 1907, and quickly became one of the most popular accordionists in the world. I know we tend to think of accordions as perhaps a somewhat square or old-school instrument today, but it's a very versatile instrument that's still used by a lot of popular musicians today. Weird Al Yankovic, of course, uses one. The rock band Congos uses one, you know, quite frequently in their music, and the Kinks even were known to use an accordion every now and then. Pietro himself was a pioneer of the accordion as a jazz instrument. He was one of the first accordionists to play improvisations, which is a very jazz-oriented movement, and he did popularize the accordion in the jazz world. He was also known for his virtuosity of the diatonic button accordion. There are three primary types of accordions. There is the piano accordion, which is the most common type. It's got a keyboard on the right-hand side and a set of buttons on the left to primarily manage bass. The diatonic accordion, which is what Pietro used, had a single row of buttons on the left-hand side. It was often used in folk music. And the chromatic accordion has a keyboard on both the right and left-hand sides, and it's often used more in classical music than anywhere else. So the song that we are about to play by Pietro is a song named Stop It, and it's a command. It is Stop It with an exclamation point at the end. And I had a difficult time finding information about this song. Ultimately, I did find the lyrics, and it's about a man who has grown frustrated with a woman who is flirting with him and not going anywhere past flirting, and it is frustrating him, making him crazy, and he's telling her to stop it. There were initially lyrics behind this song. Like most of my songs, they are instrumentals that I play, so this one does not contain the lyrics with it. It is straight up an accordion with a piano. Thank you. So back in reference to the changes I had made to my database of records over the weekend, I took the opportunity to begin to make some changes to the Blind Skeleton website as well. Please do feel free to check it out. I think the usability browsability has been improved quite dramatically. In the very near future, there are going to be some further updates to it. There will be a search feature for my songs, all the records that I have, so please, please, please go browse it, search it, find it, request it. Would love to hear of any requests that anyone has, and would certainly love to play them. We're continuing to expand the Blind Skeleton brand as well. The gift shop on the website has been updated with some Blind Skeleton branded items, and in the very near future, we are getting into the coffee business. In the very near future, you will be able to order your own Blind Skeleton Skeleton Brew coffee as well. We're very, very excited about that. As always, if you have any questions or comments, even without needing to get to the website, please do reach out to me. You can reach me via email at bonaparte@blindskeleton.one or over at Twitter as @skeleton_1. Our third song of the afternoon is a return to what has become my new favorite band name in Gotham's Favorites. Gotham's Favorites was a pseudonym for an orchestra led by a man by the name of Sam Lanin. The band was active in the early 20s and recorded for the Regal Records label. The two songs that we are playing today from Gotham's Favorites are on the Regal label. Regal was active as a music label from the 10s up until the late 20s and early 30s before it finally succumbed to competition from the others. Gotham's Favorites itself was a band made up of primarily jazz musicians back in the day, including Lennon himself on piano. There was a fellow by the name of Miff Mole on trombone, and a trumpet player was Red Nichols. They played a variety of jazz styles, ragtime, swing, and some Dixieland. They ultimately recorded about 100 records in their career. Mostly all of them were on the Regal label. I have two of them, sadly only two. They're quite fun to listen to. The song we've got coming up next is a tune by the name of Dapper Dan. Like the other two songs today, Dapper Dan did initially have some lyrics behind it written by Sam Lanin himself, Sam Lanin. This particular version does not have the lyrics. It is straight up, again, an instrumental. But the lyrics would have portrayed a dapper man by the name of Dan, who is always well-dressed and knows how to have a good time. It was a hit when it was released. That is why Gotham's Favorites were able to keep recording. And the song would have opened if this had lyrics in it. There's a man in town, they call him Dapper Dan. He's always dressed to kill. He's a real man. The song goes on to describe Dan's stylish clothes, his fancy car, and his ability to dance all night long. They really do paint a picture of a man who's living life to his fullest, and the music that we've got coming up really does a good job of portraying that. Now, this was a good 45 years, at least, before the Kinks revisited that same theme with their own songs, Dedicated Follower of Fashion and A Well-Respected Man. The idea of having of a man walking about town very dapper with his head held high is certainly not a new one. Thank you. All right, and that is our show for today. Thank you very much for listening in and spending your lunch hour with me. I very much appreciate it. When you all came in, I invited you to have a seat, close your eyes, and picture yourselves back in the 1920s. You are now allowed to open your eyes and return to where you were. I do see off in the side of the parlor, sneaking in through the side, the sneaky lady that she is the story lady, and I'm sure she's got a fantastic story to share with us today. Thank you all again. Have a fantastic afternoon. And here is the story lady.
Time now for another visit with the story lady.
Hello, boys and girls. Today's story is one that I'd like to call The Perfect Pony. Once upon a time, there was a small boy named Little Dickie Chlorophene who had one great desire in life, to own the perfect pony. One day, he heard about a king who was said to own the finest pony in all the kingdom. Little Dickie went to see the king and told him that he had been searching for the perfect pony almost all his life. Right on the spot, the king decided to give his horse to Little Dickie with no strings attached. Naturally, the boy was thrilled, for it turned out that the pony could run like the wind and was indescribably handsome and could do hundreds of tricks. Little Dickie left the castle the happiest boy in the kingdom. But when he got home, he made a startling discovery. The pony was not perfect. He had bad breath. Instantly, Little Dickie had a complete nervous breakdown. All of which brings us to the moral of the story, boys and girls. Never look a gift horse in the mouth.
Thank you, Story Lady. Be sure to tune in next time, boys and girls, when the Story Lady will tell us the story she calls Goldilocks and the Chicago Bears.